this topic that you're talking about, like self-love, is something that does need to be talked about. You know what I mean? Because people need to know how to take care of themselves in life too, as, you know, like, how do you handle life?
Yeah.
That's a very hard question, but like, it's, it, these are the things that we should be at least asking ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because and it shouldn't only, just be just for the privilege. And,
exactly.
Or not. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like, how do you take care of yourself? Yeah. How do you, you know, take care of others? You know what I mean? And like, how do you find the balance for yourself, you know?
Hello, humans. This is Victor Ng with the Human Up Podcast. And this series, this show, is all about emotional intelligence and a documentation of how I'm improving my own EQ after growing up in a culture and environments that didn't create enough safety for me to be vulnerable. You know, growing up as a man and as an Asian American, there was a lot of stigma around emotions and expressing emotions, anything other than anger. So I kept in a lot. And because of not having these avenues to express these deeper things, I found myself avoiding all types of uncomfortable situations, avoiding any sort of risks and avoiding any sort of conflict. And that created a lot of stagnancy in my life. It created a lot of complacency, and I hit a quarter life crisis, you know, not knowing what to do with myself and what I want to do and how to manage or regulate all these things that I'm feeling internally. And so this was a journey that I've been embarking on to break out of that in the past couple years. This podcast was a big part of that and helped me so much in being able to express myself and articulate my ideas and thoughts, and also be able to talk to so many other cool, amazing people willing to go into these deeper conversations. But before I even started this podcast in 2019, in the beginning, in like February 2019, I had been having a lot of, or at least trying to have, these conversations with people around me, with my friends, with my brothers, with my family. And I had been thinking about like creating a podcast because of all these awesome conversations I started having after learning how to better open up and you know, be comfortable with my emotions and talking about them. But I didn't, like, starting a podcast was a whole nother set of fears and things to work through. So it took me about half a year to finally hit publish on my first episode. And in this episode, I wanted to share one of the conversations that I had recorded before I even started the podcast at all. This was with a good friend that I had met at my technology consulting firm, Accenture, at happy hour once. And we instantly just hit it off after bonding over some scotch. So we're just like, yep, nope, we both were like you're awesome, so we're gonna now be friends, like we're hanging out. And it's been such a beautiful journey since then, to just go through Accenture and you know, the many shitty projects we had together while at the company, and then to both quit and start our entrepreneurial journey. And so that's been amazing to have as a peer, as a brother, to walk with through this risky transition And so we ended up talking about what self-love means to us. And it's just super cool to be able to have this conversation with another man, first of all, but also another person of color that, you know, I never really had. I never had this space to be able to express these things with. And so I just figured it'd be great to share this unreleased recording back in 2018, way long before I started this podcast, and really just show a super raw, vulnerable conversation between two guys contemplating and reflecting on self-love and vulnerability and humility and redirecting negative energy and emotional intelligence and living a life that's bigger than us. So I'm excited to share this conversation. You know, didn't initially plan to release this recording. It was meant to just be for myself, but I think it could help at least one person out there who might have been feeling these things as well, especially if you're, you know, if you resonate with my story at all and really carving out your own path. Oh, and this again was, you know, there was no fancy podcast mic, so apologies for all the background noise and the planes flying over, as well as the bong rips that we were taking while having this conversation. I did the best I could to edit it and make it sound better, but yeah, just bear with the audio for this time around. All right, let's get right into it.
How did you get to that point where you were able to not get too caught up on the big picture and like actually like narrow it down to the next step? Like, and how do you decide whether or not those are the right steps to take?
Like, the deciding on whether or not I'll talk about that second.
Yeah.
Like, the first part is, to be honest, we all do it on a daily basis. Yeah. Already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How we even like use our day. That's us using our prioritization skills. You know what I mean?
Right.
Us focusing on one thing at a time, you know?
Yeah.
We do that at work already. It just feels 10 times more intimidating, at least to me, when it's about your own passion, your own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially if it means that you have to put yourself out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you start feeling discomfortable. It's easier to feel discomfortable because that's a part of our, you know, like, that's a part of us that we don't oftentimes test. Mm-hmm. We don't oftentimes push ourselves in that manner.
Right.
But we'll push ourselves to study for 12 hours straight for a test.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you just got to do it.
Yeah, because it's like now you're coming up with your own goals and things to study for.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, then that's why it's so much more frightening and intimidating. Yeah. Because now it's like, at least when somebody else gave you the test to study for, in a way, mm-hmm. you knew that, okay, like, this will be good for me to do. But if you were to have to like now focus and like create it yourself, it's like, ooh, you know,
it's like, that going to be? It's like if it's a test that's already been administered to like thousands of people,
right.
You know what steps or what studying methods like will help you get 100%, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you have to develop the test, it's like, A, like you were saying earlier, is this correct?
Yeah.
And to really be able to say how correct it is, you have to get that mentorship, you know what I mean? Like, getting mentorship makes it so much easier. Without mentorship, it's a whole lot of personal, like, analyzing, you know what I mean? Like, you setting your own metrics and like your own mini hypothesis that you test along the way, and like, you know, you learn a little something from someone and then you gotta re-implement that into like your own system.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot harder, but especially if you can get some mentorship around it, it's a whole lot easier to set these goals.
So do you have a mentor right now?
to be honest, there are a couple mentors
that and that's the thing, you probably pull from different people. And,
yeah, I've only recently I've been able to slowly establish like one person that I know was talking to me on a weekly basis. You know, that he has his own like cybersecurity company.
Nice.
You know, outside of him, it's really been me pulling a little wisdom from here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and there are certain like investors or like you know like successful former like CEOs or something like that that have talked to me here and there. You know what I mean? But like it's like asking how do I ask the right questions, you know? And a part of asking the right questions is really just telling them your situation and just seeing if they have a solution
or resonate with it or
like these are smart individuals. Just let them know where you're at, you know? And sometimes they're able to come up with a solution and sometimes they're not, or sometimes what they say isn't really fitting, but it's up to you as, you know, the mentee to like kind of like, you know,
to take that how you want it.
You know what I mean? You got to do your own level of like validation.
Right.
And like, okay, is this person right? Should I take him up on this? You know what I mean?
Right.
But at least try to get something, you know?
Yeah. I think that's my issue is like trying to find the right question to ask in a way that wouldn't be like, I think I'm almost like over cognizant of using up their time or like, you know, I just don't want to make sure. I just don't want to kind of, like waste their time. And so I want to make sure I like ask the right question and, in a guided, pointed way that doesn't make me feel like I'm literally asking for them to hold my hand, you know? So
I feel like it's hard when like the first time you meet someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's for mentorship or whatever it is, you have to establish some sort of a relationship.
It's rapport.
This is why I'm here, this is why you're here.
Yeah.
Now that we understand each other, you know, like, you know, like, so it's important like in the beginning to say, hey, this is who I am, this is what stage of life I'm in, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Kind of introduce yourselves
to each other. And that's what I'm doing, really. That's all I can ask for. Yeah. It's always me being, like, impatient. I'm just like, can I just get this going now and actually start seeing results? But, you know.
I mean, from what I've just seen, you said, you know, you're in, what is that called? Thrive Global.
Yeah.
By who started that?
Ariana Huffington.
Who started what?
The Huffington Post.
Okay, so you just got published as of yesterday in Thrive Global.
Yeah.
And you're still so harsh on yourself.
I know.
That you say this, you know what I mean? And that's something like we also need to realize, like if you're giving it your best or if you feel like you've been trying your best, you know what I mean? There's we all have limitations, you know?
Right.
We all need to still live life, you know, but as long as you're giving your best, you know, like one step at a time.
That is a big thing. It's like we are so harsh on ourselves. We're our own worst enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, we bully ourselves way more. Like, I think we were talking about this, like, would you ever treat somebody else how you treat yourself? Mm-hmm. The answer is most likely no. Because
in some ways.
Okay. I mean, like people who does treat yourself, like power to you, you know, but like, for the people who do overanalyze or who are the perfectionist or who want things to go exactly the way they want to, they like get really up in their head about it. So me included. So I think that you do have to give yourself more credit for the small wins that, like being published on Thrive Global. It's like,
that's huge. You know,
it is. I mean, no, it is. It's super like, it's so new to me. And so it's like, it is really, it's an adjustment. It's like, I've never been one to put myself out there like that and want that or like be center of attention and kind of ask for praise and things like that. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's almost like I'm like too humble to the point where I don't like to celebrate the successes, even though they should be something that you should acknowledge and to kind of help me move you forward.
I mean, you should definitely, I believe every individual should definitely be
you know, proud of themselves and, you know, like confident in who they are and what they're able to do. You know what I mean?
But it's like, we sometimes forget that.
Yeah. It's easy to forget that when there's so much going around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And that's definitely a positive thing.
That's where this whole emotional intelligence comes in. We gotta slow down and think about your emotions or actually like sit with how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Because that is in a lot of ways a really good indicator of what's going on, right? I think humans are pretty good antennas in a way of like, you know, I think actually maybe it is a little bit, our antenna is a little bit off. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be running away from saber-toothed tigers anymore. Mm-hmm. So the things we're afraid of and fearful of is sometimes way more exaggerated in our heads.
Absolutely.
So
when you're a kid, when you're in high school, you're worried about, you know, like, oh, like it could range from like your, what you're wearing to like, you know, like how you're dancing at a dance, like things that like, when you look 5 years, even like when you're in college, you're like, wow, that really didn't matter whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we overanalyze so easy because our worries, we have first world problems. Let's be honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a first world problem is getting to your own mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In other countries, like people work so hard that they don't even have the time to really overanalyze those small things because they're worried about what are you going to eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. You know, actually, that is one thing I've been kind of battling myself over is like sometimes the things that I would talk about in terms of like slow down and like meditate and like, you know, it does make me aware of the type of privilege I have and like the you know, the fact that in a way we're almost creating our own problems by not having problems in a way, you know what I mean? Like we're so like privileged in a way that compared to the most of the world that
we're creating our own problems. I do believe that we are, in a sense, creating our own problems. But I believe that, like, you know, like this topic that you're talking about of, like, self-love is something that does need to be talked about. You know what I mean? Because people need to know how to take care of themselves in life, too. As, you know, like, how do you handle life?
Yeah.
That's a very hard question. But, like, these are the things that we should be at least asking ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because and it shouldn't just be just for the privilege.
Exactly.
Or not. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like, how do you take care of yourself? How do you, you know, take care of others? You know what I mean? And, like, how do you find the balance for yourself, you know?
I mean, and that's the thing, because, like, it does relate a lot to mental health as well. That, like, people are just so afraid or not willing to talk to or just...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's a complete taboo.
Yeah. Which is...
It's ridiculous.
Really, really kind of... It is ridiculous.
It's absurd.
What, like... Why do you think that is? Is that just because people don't want to be vulnerable? Like, what are the... Why, like, is it, like, such a stigma?
This is... I think there's a lot that goes into
it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a big question.
Very big question. But a part of it is, like, no one believes it could happen to them when the truth is, like, our emotions can sway. Mm-hmm. We're humans. You know what I mean? Like, so like we never think it would happen to us to X degree.
Yeah.
You know? And so when it does, like, everyone's like, we shouldn't talk about it, da da da, you know, let's keep it hush hush. You know what I mean? Only the people that have to deal with it. Others are like, maybe I want to walk away, or I don't know if I should help. Is it my place to help? Yeah. You know, what can I do?
There you go. That might be the big thing too, is they don't want to
get in the way, but you know what I mean? And there's just so much that goes into it that people don't talk about it enough.
Exactly.
And I believe a part of it is understanding how to take care of yourself, you know, and, you know, finding your joy, you know, like, is a big piece of this puzzle.
I think it's so key. Like, really figure out what you value. What are your beliefs? I don't know. I think, privilege, mental health. Yeah, I think talking in general is the biggest, I wouldn't want to say cure, but it is a really great way to manage, you know, your mental and emotional health and stress levels and all of your, even like the minor anxieties and subtle depressions that you get. Like, you just really gotta talk. I think maybe So for my perspective, though, if I were to kind of guess what is the reason why it's like so hard to talk about is being afraid to like let something so, yeah, that, to be so vulnerable, to let that such a sensitive part of you out for others to then be judged or to come and to be commenting on or to even maybe slightly take advantage of you if they weren't the right ones to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
And to like betray your trust or whatnot.
So. I think, like, first off, vulnerability is definitely a strength. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, I believe, like, even with me, like, I have different levels of vulnerability depending on who you are. You know what I mean? You know, there's those individuals in your life that when you're stressed out, like, and you just need to let it out, you just need to have that individual or two. You know what I mean? And it's up to you to maintain these relationships, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it does depend on, like, who you're talking to, though. Does that mean, like, all the people who are not comfortable to be vulnerable just didn't have enough close people in their lives? Like, they just didn't develop any good relationships? Or
no, what I'm saying is they're instinctively, you may not just release it in that manner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. And so that's different ways to
express. That's the manner I've been able to release my stress.
Talking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone close to me, I go ahead and I bet, and I'll tell you this earlier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, in that way, I was able to release my stress. And I feel like if you are able to have someone close to you, mm-hmm. from my experience, it being able to vet and talk to someone and show the utmost level of vulnerability to is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know? But that's another relationship that you have to manage.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why I love hanging out with you too. Like, it's just, it's a, like, I feel at least okay and safe and comfortable to really just like say whatever is on my mind in a way, and not have to feel like afraid of being judged or whatnot. And I think when people do that subconsciously, it doesn't create that space for other people then to let out their truths. And then they just kind of hold it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I completely agree. But I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like, when... Oh, it's just... You know? It's like, it takes so much energy, if you really think about it. It takes so much energy to do negative upon someone else.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of energy.
It does.
Why do that when I could invest that energy into myself?
So I wonder, though, it might, because sometimes if it's that negative energy that just instinctively comes up, you're just reacting to it, and then you have
to learn how to redirect that energy.
Exactly. So what do you think, though, that would require more energy for you to do that, to like redirect it, you know? I almost think that, so I'm trying to say, like, it's like almost easier to just react and impulsively.
Yeah.
And so it's when people, maybe you're talking about
talking about the long term.
The long term.
Like, I'm not talking about like initial conversation reaction.
Yeah.
Where human we react.
Yeah.
You know, but like when you're able to like at least stop thinking, like strategize of what am I gonna do in this future? Am I gonna, you know, like with my dad's passing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to continue working on Gage and working forward? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That same promise I made to him, you know what I mean? Like, am I going to live up to it? Or am I going to just let that pain eat me up alive?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I believe it's very important and healthy to find, like, what is your method of doing it while still being able to be vulnerable and let it all out. You know what I mean? There's a balance, and it's a hard balance to find. Or like, and a part of the question is, what do I put my energy into?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For me, it was work. You know what I mean? For you know, like, whoever it is, whatever your goal is, that's where you should put your energy into. That's where your pain should go into. You know, there's beauty that grows from from pain. You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm sure there's some lovely quote about that I cannot remember right now. But you know what I'm saying?
Well, you just made that quote right there. I'm that's going to be your tagline. No.
But yeah. So true.
I mean, no, but yeah. So I think it is cool that you are aware of that, that you can like, you know, I think that's a skill in itself. I mean, like for you to be able to have that emotional intelligence, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. To have that kind of ability to understand, not to, you know, I guess let your feelings take too much control of you.
Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, it's something that, like, first off, thank you. But it's something that I feel like I've learned over time.
Yeah.
And I saw it developing in different ways, you know what I mean? Over time. But I realized it was something that I just had to learn. And I've talked to other individuals that have learned it and that speak the same way about it, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay, we can all learn this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've learned it because of my life situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the more aware of it I became, I'm, you know, like, I can at least say, like, that pain within me, like, I saw it from my past that every time I put into something positive, mm-hmm. something positive came out of me. You know what I mean? And it didn't eat me up too much, you know? And with my father's passing, that is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's powerful.
I don't know how powerful that is, but...
No, I think, well, it is, rather than... Because, like, having that understanding that, you know, your pain doesn't have to be something that you have to ignore or to try to push away, to, like, shove off into the distance, but to be able to understand that mm-hmm. this is pain and to embrace it in a way that then you can just redirect, as you said, like, use that positively and put it into something that will mean something for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think like the timing of that might have been huge for you to now even have this?
Yeah,
in a way,
God works in mysterious ways, man. You know, like if my father passed away a few years ago, mm-hmm. the outcome would be completely different. You know,
right?
What I've experienced with everything from the start of life, to, like every component of like pain and suffering I've experienced through my life. You know, I feel has allowed me to handle what I'm able to handle right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible says, like, he will never give you something that you can't handle.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's a big part of, like, my faith and religion coming into it. But nonetheless, like, I'm able to handle what I'm able to handle right now. And still continuously trying to move forward the best I can, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I feel like
it's like what you were saying earlier. It's hard to take confidence. It feels weird. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I think in general, when we can find that one thing that we can do that is bigger than ourselves, in a way, mm-hmm. you know, that it's you know, it's almost rejuvenating.
and it's like it doesn't have to be like this humongous thing, right? You know what I mean?
It's not like you're saving, like, world hunger,
yeah, like, you know, yeah, what I mean? Like, yeah. Like people like always get believe like what their dream is not good enough, you know what I mean?
True.
It's your dream for a reason, you know?
Exactly.
It's your dream, go live your dream, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like whatever it may be, it doesn't have to be, oh, I want to go save world hunger, you know? You find your peace, your happiness, you know what I mean?
So true. Like, I think that, yeah, we forget about that. We try to compare ourselves. Like, comparing in general is, I think, a big thing in our society now, especially with like, Instagram
and
social media and all that.
I was hoping you wouldn't go there. I was like, are we going to go into the social media conversation now? Oh man,
I know, but it, well, so there, because No, I believe in the social media still. I still believe like the power in it and how we can communicate so much of our ideas and thoughts to so many people around the world. And I'm not against it in that way, but I think it's when people have it, we've been given this powerful tool and not know how to use it yet. That's the biggest thing. We're still trying to learn how to almost be human, and we're just like, in a way, like the technology has accelerated so quickly. You know, they're on an exponential curve, we're on a linear curve.
Yeah,
you know, the way our human mind works, so it's a lot to handle. So that's why I'm, you know, I think in a way, I'm trying to do is like help catch people up in a way that like by helping yourself and understand, you know, not to compare yourself to people so much. So there was a lot of conversation topics there.
But... yeah, you jumped to like two different topics at the end, and you know, I was like, should I talk about social media or should I talk about people comparing themselves?
Talk about whatever you feel like.
But no, to both of them, there's a silver lining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to what are the companies producing? You know what I mean? What are people putting their efforts into? You know, is it going to benefit us as humans?
Yeah.
In what manner? You know what I mean? Is it going to empower us?
Yeah.
Or is it going to like take over us?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. At this point, we're coming into that conversation, or is it just not going to do anything other than just distract us?
Right.
You know, which has another implication.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like it's great to be aware of it, you know? And I hope more and more, you know, CEOs and founders of companies are aware of it. That's something I always am thinking about as I'm making Gage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do I, you know, like truly make Gage the application itself be a tool.
Right.
A tool for the Gage community,
right?
You know what I mean?
And
versus a true dependency on it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I want you to live your life while you're traveling.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And enjoy it to the most that you can.
And only use this to
enhance it whenever you need it.
Whenever
you know
need.
What I mean?
Like yeah, exactly.
Like that is the goal.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something I try to be as aware of. As we're building different features, different components, and stuff like that, and like, what do we put our energy into? And I hope more and more, you know, CEOs are, and I'm sure they are. I'm just a rookie in the game,
right?
But you know, that is the direction I hope to be going in.
That's what I'm excited about. Is that I think people, especially in now that people have spent so much time and have access to all these other opinions and thoughts and world leaders and stuff, that we're it's like passing down all this information and in a way that is going to inspire so many people to get to way better positions than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all this knowledge that now we've collected,
there's a lot of knowledge that's being kept in, you know,
true, still even kept
and like they say, knowledge is power, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I believe that like every piece of wisdom that I've gotten, I've had to work my ass off for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's because people are like, okay, you're at least this. You might be worth getting some wisdom to. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's literally how I feel like I've been able to gain. Or like life just put me in a situation where it's like, you either sink or, you know,
right.
or you make it up the step, you know? And I'm like, all right, well, I got to go, you know? And like whenever I look for wisdom, it's hard to get people that be like, yeah, I'll give you some wisdom, you know, because a lot of people like that's investing their own time.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't believe others are worth it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, yo, I don't want anyone else to like, you know what I mean? Why do we need to really go through this barrier? You know what I mean? Like, I believe if we all do you, but do you better, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If we all do us better, exactly. Like we, all of us together can do better.
Yes.
As simple as you could put it, you know?
Well, and I wonder if it's because like maybe, I don't know if this does relate to comparing in a way. It's just like there was some kind of connection there, but
there is.
Yeah, no, I think, we, maybe compare our, we like put in our own, so much of our,
stop comparing, start reflecting.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically the moral of the whole thing. Yeah,
you know, I think that's kind of where we're going.
That's the circle. Now we can just end that. Cut. Drop the mic. We're out.
All right, thank you for listening to the Human Up podcast with my friend here. This was such a great conversation for me to have back in 2018, but also for me to re-listen to and to release and publish now. It's super cool to, you know, have this sort of documentation to like reflect upon, and really see how much I've grown since then. And I'm really curious how this might have landed for you, or what sort of insights it might have drawn out, or ideas, or, you know, anything. I'd really love to hear from you. You can follow me on Instagram, this podcast's Instagram, at Human Nut Podcast. And you can message me that way or comment on one of my posts. And if you are interested to talk more about what coaching would look like for you, you can reach out to me at Victor Ung, that's victorung.com as well, and learn more about my services that way. With that, I really appreciate you for listening and for following me throughout this journey. If you had been listening since day one, yo, much love to you, man. The OG, the day one. But even if you're new, I really appreciate you for making it this far as well. And don't be a stranger. Definitely connect, reach out, break the internet barrier, and we'll talk. I'd love to connect and just learn more about where you're at. So, again, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next Monday.